All right, we can call the meeting to order. Marie is going to be just a few minutes late. So if everyone wants to take a look at the agenda, is there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I make a motion we approve the agenda as presented.
May I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor of approving the agenda as presented, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Are there any additions or corrections to the attached meeting minutes from our last meeting? I did not have anything.
I didn't see any. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. I'll second that.
I did notice the one thing though on the vouchers part. It said Adam Michelina made a motion to approve the vouchers. Vouchers were approved. We could just add someone seconded it.
If we didn't get a second, we did. So
you could just say me if you want.
We'll go to jail for. Of course we could. You never know.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'll amend that motion then to approve the minutes with that one correction.
I'll add that one.
Thank you. Is there a second to approve the minutes with the one correction on vouchers? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. And Dr. Schuler, the treasurer's report.
As of the end of January, our ambulance revenues were above budget. Our interest income right at budget. Taxes slightly below budgeted revenue. And motor vehicle fees quite a bit above. Out-of-county transfers are lower than anticipated. Our adjusted revenue, if we don't count grant income and the ambulance reserve, is at 57% of budget, so we're very close. A little more tax money will be right there. Expenses. ...52% of budget, so we're our expenses are below budget overall. And that's again the adjusted figure. There were a few things that were above budget. Our collection fees slightly higher. Our equipment maintenance, our radio maintenance, and I think these have been discussed at previous meetings and can be explained. On hand in cash, we have $1,083,246, and in CDs at this time, $1,032,446. And that's all I have for the treasurer's report.
Are there any questions or comments on the treasurer's report?
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor to approve the treasurer's report as read, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Dave. Okay. January was a rather light month. We had 58 calls, 30 were in town, 28 out of town, 54 for residents, 4 for non-residents. Had 1 canceled call, 11 refusals, and 1 standby. So pretty easy month. We only had 10 transfers, or we did have 10 transfers. And 3 of those were nurse transfers, which cost the expense up quite a bit. But 5 were to Billings, 1 to Casper, 3 to Sheridan, and 1 to Gillette. And the way they paid, 23 were Medicare, 4 were Medicaid, 5 were insurance, 2 were from the VA. So the bulk of it coming from Medicare isn't great news, just because they don't really cover that much. but they do some, and that's good for the folks. That's really all I have for my report. No, just a little information on MS-73. We have had an electrical issue that's kind of like a gremlin. It comes and then it goes away and then it gets sick again and goes away. It has to do with the heating in the back, which when it was 30 below was a real deal for us. And we've taken it in a couple of times, but we're going to, when we got the schematic, which is something that we needed, and we got an electrician, and he's going to go head to toe on the schematic, and he thinks he can find it. he's a guy that, I don't know how new he is to town, Bighorn Electric is what it is, and he's, I think he's good at what he does. He's about 7 feet tall, not that that matters, but hopefully you get in there and see what's wrong, but we're working on it.
Is it out of commission?
Well, we like to just do it in around town,
yeah,
if you know possible. So, and it is our transfer ambulance, and it, you know, it's got over 100,000 miles on it, and we've been using 9.3, but it's a rough ride, an old thing, and we'd rather not if we didn't have to. We need to get 7.3 fixed. We need to get that new ambulance here. But, you know, they're saying October, and I'm even wondering if that's going to work.
Okay.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So MS-106, you don't use for transfers anymore?
No, just because
the mileage?
It's got 200,000 miles on it. And if it broke down, I'd rather it broke down on, you know, Burke Street than at,
okay,
you know, Indian Reservation somewhere.
I think with this, I just want to segue into a question that I had, and I think, Marilyn, you probably can answer it as well. I spoke with someone through, we had a question about a patient bill recently that was billed a while ago, and the insurance gal who's part of our community was telling me that she said they had no idea that the county was no longer covering in-town patient transfers. And so I guess my question is like, was that publicly, when you guys decided that it was no longer going to be free, was it like posted in the bulletin or
we didn't make a big announcement?
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, most of the, we have some repeat patients, but well, most of the emergency stuff we do is, yeah, we do have some regular customers, but
I think the issue was is they were sort of under the impression that they didn't have to pay their bill. is that they said like, oh, it's free. I'm just going to ignore this bill. We don't have to pay it. And that's before my time as to when it transferred. So I just wasn't sure if there was like a PR announcement that went out to the community. Cause she had mentioned, she had made a good comment that people are kind of like, oh, well, we'll just call the ambulance, because it's free. And so I just didn't know how that went about in terms of notifying the community that it was, that was changed.
I don't recall that we did a big
any
newspaper push on the rate. We might have had a story about rate changes or something, but that was like 3 years ago, wasn't it? Pretty close, 3 or 4?
Yeah, it was even longer than that, I think.
It was just coming to where like patients were coming and they're like, oh, well, you don't have to pay that bill. It's free. You're in Johnson County.
Part of that was goes back to when we got told that we couldn't, if we were going to do Medicare, and we needed to bill everybody. Because years ago, there wasn't really any charge for any county folks.
I think, and she had just mentioned, like, she had used an example of her dad, who's an elderly man, who she said, we were all under the impression it was still free if we ever needed ambulance. So, and it's probably nothing, but I just didn't know if there's something to where, because people are not, she said she's had multiple encounters where people are not paying their bill because they just have it that it's free. Hmm.
Well, I think the number of people that would even remember that it was free, out, you know,
it's probably gone.
Are outnumbered by the people.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was an elderly patient who, I just wasn't sure because it was before. I just didn't know how we went about communicating that.
I don't think we did. Okay. And we might have had some, certainly at a meeting.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the minutes are published and, you know, public knowledge. But that was when a mill was worth.
Yeah, and that's what I told her. Yeah.
A whack, you know. It made sense at the time.
Yeah. We just might need to keep it in the back of our heads that there might still be people out there thinking that the service is free.
Complimentary.
Yeah, because she said she's noticed, like, she just mentioned that that they were not aware that that had changed, and I didn't know how that came down the pipes. So, okay, perfect. Thank you, Crosby.
January, we had 4 whole calls, all were medical. All ended up with patients being transported. Nothing outstanding. Pretty slow month. I mean, it's old people with respiratory stuff. Big surprise. That's about it. Nothing else exciting. I know you heard Merlin and I talking about it. Powder River Fire has asked us about if we'd be interested in joining them with the I Am Responding account.
Can you explain what that is?
It's an app, but they do dispatch, puts a lot of information in, all your call information goes in it. Addresses, coordinates, you can map from it, you can do a lot of different stuff from it. I don't know the I can talk to one of the dispatchers in Sheridan. He helped set it up there for us. They provide it. What it boils down to is you got to pay per call, not per call, but for your call volume. We would have to split it with Powder River Fire because we're on the same paging frequency, so that makes it one account. Between the two of us, it'd be $400 a year apiece, so the cost isn't real high. I know County Fire has started to use it. I don't know if they're getting the information out of it that it can provide, because if it's not, it's... Like I said, Maryland, we already have printers and texting that's part of our current paging system that they're not utilizing, so I don't know if it's even worth paying for something else that doesn't get utilized. I'm going to let Powder River Fire dig into it more.
They haven't used it yet.
No.
They're just questioning.
No, there okay. It's the only thing right now, and I need to find out one more piece of information. We get 2 months free to trial it. But I want to know that it's actually going to be a fair trial, that dispatch is going to utilize it to our benefit. So I'm going to talk to Powder River Fire, and maybe by the next meeting come back and say, yeah, we're going to do a 2-month trial, see how it goes, then we can come back and say, is this something we want or not?
Okay.
The cost, I mean, at $400 a year isn't horrible, but it would be about the right timing to say, yeah, we want to go forward with this, we'll start budgeting for it
sure.
into next year. But,
okay.
So,
okay.
But like, it's... I got shown Maryland on mine, like I was used to like mapping a call from Sheridan. It brings up the address, cross streets, all the information. They do ProQA medical dispatching, all that information's in there. Hit a button, it maps it, hit another button, it goes right to Google Maps and you navigate to it. It's
okay.
There's a lot of cool features to okay. it. It's just whether it's all on dispatch to put that information in. So.
Okay.
And our Johnson County Fire District #1 guys are using it right now. So
then dispatch knows all yeah. about it?
And I know Flo's used it because she's filled in Newcastle, and Newcastle's
okay.
run through, I mean, when Campbell County took that over, that was part of our contract there. You will use it and you will do all this. So I know at least she's familiar with it
okay.
other than what County Fire's doing with it. So she's used it on the medical side
sure.
with ProQA because that's what they do in
okay.
Weston County also.
Okay.
So it's not foreign to them. I just, it'll be a process to see how it, if they will utilize it to our benefit, it's worth it. If not, it's just another app that we have that doesn't give us anything.
Okay.
Hey, Crosby, you said, so $400, is that kind of the base? And then, because you mentioned it's per call.
It's per your call volume, so there's like categories. If you run like this many calls to this many calls. So like
gotcha.
Between Powder River Fire and us, we're going to have 200 and some calls a year. So that's
$800
a year, but we would split it with them $400 a piece. And then,
gotcha.
And I think the next break is like if you go over 1,000 calls a year, then it's
gotcha.
You know,
okay.
$2,000 a year or something. It's Todd. He started with call volume, but he says their price break is just call volume breaks. How many calls you run is how much they charge per year.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
and you said our county fire is already using it. Okay.
So far, I have mine turned off, but it's very real time. It goes through almost as fast as paging does.
Oh.
I mean, so.
But you'd have to have it on your phone.
Yeah.
Everyone has to have it on their phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a free app, but like I turn all my notifications off, but if I want to,
as soon as they hit the button, you know, the pager's going off, my phone's going ding, 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 you have a call. But
okay.
The problem is the way mine's set up, I get every call for yeah. Weston County, Campbell County, Sheridan County, and I don't want to listen to that.
Yeah.
Get phone dingy.
Buffalo EMS, have you guys looked into that, or is that some?
No. Okay. So, but my understanding is because it's per tone, like that's why we would share with Powder River Fire, like County Fire have, but they'd have to pay their own. Buffalo EMS is a separate tone. Right. That was my understanding. I don't know if that's for fact. If everybody has to go out and have their own little piece of it. But.
Okay. Any more?
Nope, that's all I got.
Okay, old business, the new building. We have had two meetings so far, and it's coming together nicely. I unfortunately had to miss the last meeting. Marilyn, could you give an update on the last meeting?
Sure, Brittany. It went well. I mean, there was good attendance. Scott was there from Road and Bridge and answered some questions. Carrie was there, and so she can help give a report. But I think we looked at the positioning of the building on that lot in the building committee. Of course, this will end up being the board's decision, but the building committee thought that the west-facing building would be the ultimate.
Ideal.
And if that's the case, then we'd have to put in an access over in that right away up onto the north bypass.
Mm-hmm.
Scott didn't think that would be much of an issue. There was quite a bit of discussion about it, though. Like if that other area across the road develops, there might be residential or something coming right out somewhere, but I think there's rules about that. And so after a lot of discussion, pros and cons on it, like if we face it north, we're probably going to be dealing with ice and snow and all that, and facing it west would be probably the ultimate best.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of healthy discussion about it, and I think we left in pretty much agreement that that should be the recommendation to the board. And then we looked at kind of doing some tweaking on the design,
okay,
like where the main entrance would be and how the office space would look, and also maybe cutting down a little bit on the living, on the like the kitchen mm-hmm. area. And the other big one was to add 10 feet to the project. So instead of it being 60 by 100, it would be 70 by 100, which is going to free us up to be able to do some more things. And then we got pretty creative, and we talked about putting the loft in and doing different things. And I don't know how all that will go, but we left it with Nelson Engineering adding that 10 feet, switching the direction of the building, tweaking some of the interior parts.
Okay.
Like taking a door and a window out of the training area so that they'd have room on the walls for monitors and things. I'm just stuff.
Okay.
Carrie, did you have anything else? Those were the biggies, I thought.
What, and then so our, what's our, did you solidify a next meeting date?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Did you not?
No.
Did I not?
Mom,
what?
Tell Brittany, you said at the last
meeting. Oh, no, I haven't told her yet.
Okay.
Surprise.
1:30.
Brittany, there's a meeting
tomorrow. At 1:30.
Brittany, 1:30. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Be there.
We're thinking every other week for while.
Okay.
Is there any discussion on just doing a heated driveway if the building fits better going the other way versus building an entirely new approach to the highway?
Yeah, that was a discussion. Pretty serious one.
We get six storms a year, that a north entrance is going to be an issue the rest of the year.
I know. We talked about the cost versus, and the conversation was, if this driveway is going to take away dollars to put into the building, then we should look seriously at putting in the heated pad out front, and in the, and the heating in the building should be in floor heat. But we talked about heating that approach or that driveway, and we never really got, you know, we don't have a good idea of what the cost is going to be, but what we were told by Road and Bridge is that as far as filling in, doing that fill work for a driveway, they've got a project that they're doing, and that person can dump all the fill dirt there at no cost. And it sounded like it will probably kind of even out.
And the footprint fit better with the west facing, because it's obviously longer in the lot. And Jake said it fits better if it is that orientation. But we could do it the other way. It's just a little more difficult to drive around the building to get back.
Yeah.
I just throwing it out there. Yeah. That was the only consideration. That's a lot of work for vacant, right? But if it fits better the other way, then.
Yeah. Well,
I think because of the pull through, yep. I have a pull through. My only question, and we can talk about that, but I was just questioning based on the property line there of what the fire department, county fire, hadn't given to us. There's that spot, like there's kind of a boundary close there on the backside, and I didn't know how close we would be coming in the backside into accessing that property.
I don't think it would be bad. It didn't it looked like it would be okay.
Still in our spot.
And if we put the main entrance where you come in and pull in on that backside, I think that's what we looked at.
Well, we do not have any access on the east portion.
That's what
I
meant. Yeah.
Nothing at all. If we go behind our building, it's going to be have to be from the west.
Yeah.
And go back that way. They talked about not wanting to sell that portion that was originally platted because they have some kind of a drainage underneath it. But that being said, we don't have any right to use that as a driveway even.
And it's my understanding, too, that there's a water line directly underneath the building.
Not
where it will be built, no?
Oh, that's news to me.
I heard that. Okay. That's, we can talk about that in the, okay.
And then who's on the building committee?
Marilyn and I from the board, Carrie, Bonnie, Sean, Frank, Dennis.
Nice, okay.
Is there any preliminary cost estimate for this project?
Well, right now we've just been trying to solidify what we want in terms of plans, and that will change the cost. Like, I believe adding the 10 feet is like another, because at the meeting before we decided not to add the 10 feet, so then it must have changed at the last meeting.
Yeah, it did. I mean, that's what,
because it was about $100,000.
But that's something the board needs to decide.
He was going to run the numbers. That's for based off of average square footage of finished, and a lot of that wouldn't really be finished space. It's not going to be office space. It's going to be the majority of it would be for the vehicles. But, you know, we can always go back to that. A few of us toured the county fire building that they say is similar in size and height, similar footprint, and they had the 70, and he just recommended that with the drains, because you have the drains on both sides. Mm-hmm. And, that was just the recommendation.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's going to have to come a point where that all stops and everybody just goes, we need to move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have our deadline to spend our money.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. The billing company process, Total Practice Solutions. Lori has been, she's very attentive and has been CCing me and Teresa and Carrie, and hopefully getting everything that she needs A lot of the questions are foreign languages to me, so I kind of divert them back to Carrie and Teresa. But it seems like things are going pretty good. My only concern is Sandy from Quick Med Claims responds very quickly to Lori. Just respond quickly to me. And so we do have an issue where January of 2022, a patient was transferred and the hospital got the bill. And so I've emailed Lori, I've called or emailed Sandy, I've called, I've submitted a ticket, and I have had, and that was 2 weeks ago, and I have had nothing back yet, figuring out where this bill is supposed to go. It shouldn't go to the hospital, it should go to the patient, and we're just going to be, I just going to try again, but we, it's going to come close to the, I mean, we can't go past the 2 year mark, otherwise the patient's not going to, I mean, you can't bill insurance. So, and I spoke with the hospital, and they said that has happened quite a few times where the hospital has been getting billed for patient transfers. And so I'm just trying to follow up, but I'm not sure what else to do in terms of, I mean, I call multiple times and leave messages, and I'm not getting anything back. So. So that is an issue that's out there right now to let you know of.
Brittany, I have another instance about 2 weeks ago as well. But this transfer, what happened, and I don't know if it's the same one, I don't believe so, but this transfer, we left to go to Casper. Roads were closed.
Same thing.
We had to bring the patient back. So it's not, so insurance is not going to pay it.
Okay.
So who does pay that, I think, is the question.
Oh, okay.
The patient was still a patient of the hospital at that point. That doesn't happen very often.
I didn't realize that part. Okay.
So,
so the hospital still has custody, well, kind of the patient?
Kind of. You know, my best guess is that we'll have to absorb those costs of going to KC and back. Did we transfer that patient? We did not end up transferring that patient.
Has the hospital ever paid a ambulance bill before? But that situation probably never happened either.
Right. They're also responsible when they send a patient to Sheridan or wherever, it just happens most often to Sheridan, to get radiology or a procedure, it's still the patient of the hospital, and then they're returned. The hospital can bill that out, but they then are responsible for the insurance bill. Because we don't turn over the patient then for radiology, that person is not
still in custody of
into the hospital. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, I will go in a new direction with that then.
The hospital's paid in those situations, though,
like the shared trip. Very hesitant.
Oh, okay.
So it's up to the hospital to bill the insurance, essentially, for the.
Yes.
All right. Transfers. We had talked about this, excuse me, at the last meeting, and we had come up with an idea of anything after 10, we would cover payroll and fuel.
I don't know where the 10 came from, pardon me, but I thought it was 7, actually, because that's what we ran our budget with.
Well, it was mentioned before that you ran your budget with 9.
Well, I can't remember. I know it wasn't 10.
Well, I think based on the year prior, it was 9 average. And so that's what we ultimately decided on.
And then I thought we voted that it was 10 at the meeting.
I think we didn't make it. We didn't vote or anything.
But we had... just had discussion on 10. We had said 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But refresh my memory. Are we starting? Do we have conversation about when we were starting?
From the minutes, I mean, I thought it was left pretty open, and it was more questions than answers at the last meeting, but it was, I think we were going to check with, did you check with Porter Muirhead about?
You were going to, Dr. Schiller was going to talk with the state audit, board of audit, to determine where that came out of our budget or how we did that.
Right. I spoke with Suzanne of the state board of audit. Said if your total annual expenses will exceed your budget, you will need to amend your budget. If they're not going to exceed it, you don't have to. And I don't foresee that reimbursing transfers would cause us to exceed our budget.
Mm-hmm. What line are you bringing that from, or taking that from?
Well, it's going to be an expense if we're reimbursing transfer expenses, but we're also going to be seeing increased revenues at the same time.
How so? I have kind of a weird brain when it comes to this, but we're budgeted for a certain dollar amount. We're budgeted to pay the monthly fee to Buffalo EMS. We're not budgeted to pay anything over that. If we do this, then we will be potentially being over that monthly payment that Buffalo EMS receives now, right?
If you don't exceed your total expenditures.
Well, you're talking bottom line of
that's
the.
That's her terminology. If our total expenditures as a district do not exceed what we have budgeted, we do not need to amend.
So as long as the bottom line isn't going to go over, then she's saying it's okay.
Right.
And where were we going to plug that in?
We have to amend the contract.
Yeah.
It's
easily done.
Well, I'm not in favor of doing that. I mean, a contract is a contract is a contract. But we can talk about that at a different time.
Well, that's a different issue than how we write it in our budget and mm-hmm. what the statutes say the district needs to do about it.
Yeah. Okay.
My question is like, what line item would it would be applied to, or do we have to add a new line item?
I think if you're going to add a new line item, you're going to have to go through the advertising it and having a budget hearing.
How we're going to account for it.
If I understand what the auditor said to Dr. Schuler, it's like we're not going to change anything. We're just going to write a check. And then because the way the revenues are sitting, we're not going to go over our budget.
But don't you have to apply it on your expenses to an item? So that's my question.
Well, we're not concerned about extra revenue. We're getting additional revenue in our ambulance every month. And we're just taking it. But in this case, under expenses, some of that goes back to the ambulance because of their costs. So if you want to write in there transfer expense reimbursement, I think it can be added as a line, but that's not amending your budget. We're not exceeding our expenses.
No, but
the taxpayers are not coughing up more money.
But what I'm saying is I don't think we should be, if we're going to add a line, we need to have a budget hearing to add that line and say,
well, not according to the state auditor.
If we're going to, that's what Marie's asking.
You have
Where
to
is
do
it going
it,
to come out of?
You have to do it if you're exceeding expenses. Otherwise, if you're showing what your expenses are, but your costs are not going up,
okay, I'm not
you're not gonna, obligated.
I understand that if our bottom line does not exceed, if we don't go over our bottom line, we are good with the auditors.
That's right.
But what Marie's asking is, what line are we going to take that out of right now? And if we have to add a line, what I'm saying is, I believe we have to have a little budget hearing and let the public know that we're adding a line to our budget and this is what it's going to go for.
Well, it's not a big problem if you feel better doing that.
I would feel better.
But the question I was answering is, what does the state tell us we have to do?
Yep, and I agree.
And I've given you that answer.
I'm good with that answer. Just procedurally, how are we going to... You're saying we don't need to do anything at all, according to the auditors. Hey, Brittany, Carrie has something.
Well, my suggestion would be attributing it to the out-of-county transfer line item. They would still be tracked differently in QuickBooks, but they could go onto that line item. And from the looks of it, we will not be going over that line item, even with the combined transfer. So that makes the most sense to me. Instead of transfer, out of county transfer expense, just put transfer expense. And no, I don't believe you need to have any kind of a hearing to add it to the line.
If you're going to add a specific line. Now, if you do like you're suggesting, then I don't see there has to be a budget hearing, but if you're going to put a specific new line item in this budget, it needs to go through a hearing.
And remember, this budget, the way we have it broken up, is much different than the budget summary at the state. They combine a handful of these mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
So that they're not worried about our line items. Our line items specifically are for everyone to see where the money's going a little bit in more detail.
And I think we need to do that. I think at local level, we need to be transparent about what we're doing with our budget.
Absolutely.
And I guess I think that it's sort of semantics in a sense. Like, it's easy to have a 5-minute budget hearing that we schedule and say,
this is what we advertise it. But that's if you approve it.
Yeah. The question is too, when are we, so according, like, we could start it today, correct? Once, if we did a budget hearing and everything, are we talking about waiting until budget, or are we good starting it now? What's everyone's thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't wait, because if they have 30 transfers next month, they take a loss mm-hmm. while we're deciding what process we want to go through. It didn't apply this month, but you've got to pay people and pay for fuel. And it's a loss if you have an excessive number of transfers. So I would say it should be put in place now. Mm-hmm. So that when that happens, there's a mechanism for compensation.
Well, I think we have to amend the budget, or amend the contract, because there's nothing about that in there. Mm-hmm. And in the contract, it says that Buffalo EMS will provide all transfers. And it's not included in the monthly fee that's negotiated annually. So I know I'm getting in the week, but detail, I'm talking process and detail, and whether you vote to give them that, it's a whole other thing. But I think it has to be, the contract has to be amended, and maybe that's a question for our lawyer.
It states in the contract it can be amended at any time.
Yeah. And so I think we need to officially amend it before we start paying money.
I make a motion to amend the contract to allow compensation for an excessive number.
We haven't voted to approve the increase in funding yet, though.
That's part of the motion.
I guess you need to make a motion to approve pay and payroll and fuel for all transfers, all. This is not transfers for out of county transfers. This would be payroll and fuel for all other transfers in county. They're going to another county, but they originate in Johnson County. They don't originate in Sheridan or wherever.
Yeah, where do you have to sign
so
up for
you'd
the
have to make a motion to approve payroll and fuel costs for all transfers originating in Johnson County at over after 10 transfers, or however you want to word it. I think you got to do that first.
So moved.
Okay.
Is there a second to compensate Buffalo EMS for greater than 10 transfers, any transfer after 10 originating in Johnson County, and for payroll and fuel?
100% of payroll and fuel after 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
No.
Motion passes. Here's what I ask. Since we are using this to pay you more, I ask that you go to your lawyer and have it written up, the amendment, and then bring it to send it, and we can get it signed. And I ask, too, and we talked about it before, but I just think that it can get kind of sticky, and we've already, it's kind of already been talked about in the contract as well, but that we can look at payroll, like you will be 100% transparent with payroll. So we know that, not that it would ever happen, but just so we have to be able to know that what we're paying you is exactly your expense, if that makes sense, if we ever need to look at it. And I think it was kind of already in the contract maybe, but yeah, we had talked about that, but just a blurb that says that at the discretion of the board, we can see the payroll expense.
And it doesn't differ, month to month.
Yeah.
They make what they make for a transfer,
yeah.
The billings, cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that has not gone up for over 5 years.
Okay.
So it might need to at some point.
Is there any questions with the transfer agreement?
Do we need to make a motion now to amend the contract?
Yes, but we have to see the amended contract before we can make a motion, I think, to amend it. So it might get a little sticky to where I'm not sure if we need to kind of hold in a special meeting to go over the amended contract so we can sign it and get it done. Otherwise, if we wait till the last meeting, if you have 30 transfers next month, then technically, according to contract, we wouldn't be able to pay anything if we waited till next month to sign the contract. Thoughts on that? Anyone?
I'm fine with a special meeting.
Yeah. Get it done. We've kicked this down the can down the road for how many months now?
Yeah. Are you guys good with that?
Say it again. What do you mean, wait till next month?
No. We can hold a special meeting as soon as your contract is, as soon as the amendment is done.
We can make the amendment easily. I don't even think to need an attorney.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward verbiage.
Yeah. Okay. So just stay in contact with me and we can, as soon
maybe
as it's done.
It tomorrow.
We have to give 8 hours to public to let them know of the special meeting. Okay. All right. Any other old business?
Your mutual aid agreement's on there.
Oh, yes. That's signed and we're good to go. Some of it was kind of foreign. I was just praying to God that what I signed wasn't some... I sent it to all board members, but...
And that had already been to the Attorney General's office.
Yes, and I saw that. Yeah.
Contract. It went
yeah.
to Bighorn County, Montana, then it became an Attorney General thing.
Yeah. That just part kind of scared me a little bit. When I was like, oh, this is real.
Yeah, because we did the same thing with Big Horn County, Montana. But as soon as we crossed state lines, then state attorneys got involved. So I don't think there's anything crazy in it.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, it's a mutual aid agreement.
Okay. Carrie.
My question is, the mutual aid agreement, is it between BC and Campbell County or the entire...
I signed it as Johnson County Rural Healthcare.
That's what I told them. That's the only legal entity is the Rural Healthcare District.
Well, so then we would need a copy, I guess, if we're required to abide by your mutual aid agreement. I would think a copy for us would be appropriate. I don't know. I'm sure it doesn't say, it probably says the same things as our one that we currently have, but just a little... I don't know what their expectations are above and beyond that. You know, Crosby?
They call for help into their county, they're in charge. If you call for help into this county, you're in charge. That is essentially what it is. And that we will all respond as available, knowing that our home counties come first. It's a mutual aid. I don't know why they made it such a huge deal, but the new director wanted all the mutual aid contracts with all the surrounding stuff. So, yeah, it's nothing... Nothing different than probably, other than it's a lot more pages than what was signed before.
Okay. Now any call for old business? New business, the transfer bill, that's what I was speaking of, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we spoke of earlier, so I will get with the hospital and figure that out. Let me get to the budget timeline. At our next meeting, which is going to be in KC, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep. No, it'll be KC.
Okay, at 5 o'clock. Let me just get to this real quick. I got it right here. Oh, thank you. So we are going to present preliminary budget figures at the board meeting. So can we talk a little bit about what that's going to entail, just so I'm... prepared?
Well, that's a new one on me.
Me too.
Having not been through a March session, I'm assuming we're going to look at the current budget and how our revenues and expenses compare to what we've budgeted, and then make suggestions as to what modifications to make. And I think it would be important to have some preliminary guidance as far as what we're expecting to spend on a building, which could be in the neighborhood of $2 million plus, and we've got about $900,000 or $950,000 in grants, but it would be helpful to know what those expenses look like, even if they're rough estimates. I think looking at what has happened so far this year, we can anticipate a lower figure for out-of-county transfers. I think we'll probably see our tax revenue not decline, but perhaps increase compared to this current fiscal year, probably not a great deal. I don't expect our ambulance revenues to decrease. Just looking at trends. And we've incorporated into the budget an annual allocation for ambulance replacement, and that'll be part of it. And hopefully by the end of this current year, but it will be next fiscal year, we'll have an ambulance that we can pay for, but I guess we're going to have to carry over that expense until October if we're lucky.
Okay. So everyone just kind of be prepared that that will occur at the March meeting. Again, it doesn't, we do it again. So this is just going to be, we're going to present it and then we discuss it in April. So.
And then approve it in May.
Yeah. Okay. As we, before we go back, I think maybe as we're, if we're going to do a special meeting for the contract, I think we can add budget into that special meeting. We can do a budget hearing at the same time, just so we're covered, if you guys are good with that. As to, I mean, I guess if we don't, if the state audit said we don't need a budget hearing, but maybe we can just at least discuss it so it's transparent to everyone again.
It's cleaner for everybody, and we're doing it anyway, doing the meeting anyways.
Yeah.
It's advertise it for the budget, and then we can add transfer expenditures.
Yeah.
If you want, and then the out of county and the other transfer expenses are.
And then that way, if we need to add. Can you, Dr. Schuler, find out if we add an line item or if it's okay if we just change our out-of-county transfer item on our district expense to just transfer? I'm assuming that's okay, but.
I'll ask.
Okay. All right. Is there any more new business? Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we will review vouchers. And that's it for the meeting, besides adjourning. So you're all welcome to stay, or you're all welcome to leave.
Another bill from the Star Tribune. They gave us a small credit for half of it, but it's not entirely what it is.
No, they were told we aren't paying it, so I guess I'll write them back.
I'm going to go ahead and pass this around. It'll need to be initialed, and then the minutes will need to be signed.
Just set this real quick.
And the bank statements need initialed as well. I guess you can all start with the folder.
Carrie and Dave, I just emailed you the mutual aid agreement.
One of the main reasons I have is we've been contacted by mental health. They contacted us about the EMS, and I think it needs to be just like this one, and all county encompassing for providing services.
That is DOA.
Yeah, DOA, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll follow up on that.
But I'm sure you guys got it, like that request for info from the VA.
Yeah.
Do we need to initial the right page of this? Or just
Normally you just sign that top page, Marie.
Okay. I don't have any legal authority to touch any of those things. I mean, that's the hardest part for people to understand. Like, I have no legal authority to enter a contract or do anything beyond scheduling people to cover ambulances. So I'm just kicking all that stuff right in the air.
And I just gave them just the rates.
Yeah,
and they were a short. But what they really needed to ask was, not the rates, but maybe what the costs are.
Yeah.
Because they were scheduled to pay just Medicare. As of 2024. So if they got some pushback, and rightfully so, obviously Medicare does not pay what the cost is.
Because
we're all on the signature line, so anyone can sign anything.
Especially when none of them are actually sick.
I can't make. I have an appointment at noon tomorrow that lasts typically 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay for that.
So
I didn't need to tell you anyway.
So you guys get something.
Tell me, Claire.
Yeah.
They have an annual
sort of
contract. Their first writer.
As long as you can be there, I trust you.
That's the only reason it works, is because they pay.
Well.
Because, yeah, but even the VA rate is nothing.
There's payroll. So what do I, should we just... I talked to that woman, she called me, I said, we didn't authorize this, we're not paying it. And she wasn't happy, but she said, okay. We'll talk about it later.
Did she send you any kind of electronic or hard copy of saying it's okay?
They may just have to pay this amended bill, they did put it on the...
How much is it?
The remaining is $107.
I have to see if they pay the damn thing and be done with it. I don't know, it's up to you, what do you guys think?
What was the start sheet?
The bullet, yeah, it's $100.
To the bullet?
No, to the Star Tribune, which we weren't supposed to pay. Unless Marilyn, you can call and have them send an electronic thing that said...
I'll try to get ahold of them, they're actually, their billing is all out of the Philippines.
Tell them you have a check on your desk when they fly here from the Philippines, you will give it to them.
Cosby, are we able to give these individual invoices on the desk? If you could just email them, then I can attach it once we get them. And I'm still looking into this, that repair.
Oh, okay. To Trevor.
I sent an email to Trevor.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to see if he responded.
Do you have some new, couple names, this name doesn't look very familiar.
There were
some
two new ones.
New ones,
Audrey
good, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Audrey's been going quite well.
That's good. That you're getting more versus less.
It's hard to get people, once you get them through all the testing and stuff, then start getting them
trained. And
it's like, well, where is my going?
Yeah.
And get over that fear of, like,
yeah.
I finally had to grab Audrey and, like, not going to be by yourself.
Get in the car.
Yeah. I can say that the first call that she got in, I was like, she goes, what do I need to do? I said, point this sumbitch towards the hospital and put your foot on the gas. That's all I need you to do today. She goes, what do I do other than that? I said, nothing.
Just focus
Don't
on
wreck.
Your drive.
Void from that striker check that we had,
okay.
And then I looked and found out that
yes,
we did have that agreement, so we can void that check. That was a couple months ago.
What do I do?
Just initial that.
Just saying.
Yeah, it's a journal entry in QuickBooks, and
okay.
You just want it
verified
that
it
was okay that that was voided.
Voided, okay. But I thought, didn't we end up having to pay for that though?
Started almost bought that.
I think we have to pay for that because the striker agreement. Carrie, wasn't that?
I just assumed it was covered under that contract.
The power cord.
Maybe.
Okay.
They
so
did.
That check
okay.
Should be
fine. Holding my breath.
So did they send you a check for it?
No, because we didn't pay them.
Yeah, okay. They just credited on the thing. Okay.
Their billing is also in third world country, so there really can't be work with.
Maybe they can catch you right with the start of the year.
Yeah.
Are these all done?
No.
And so the Nelson check, is that, I mean, the hours, we're not getting billed on hours on my, from Nelson, right? Because that's just included in kind of the original.
The meetings,
the
yeah.
The original agreement, oh, okay.
I'll find out about that.
Because, you know, like.
What back, exactly are we being back, charged
made ADA,
for?
Made out to drawing, bigger office, finish picking office space.
I think it's like their charge every time we ask them to change something and do all that. I can't imagine it's $2,000 worth, but I will find that out.
Yeah.
We have, out of the grant money, they have allocated $90,000 for
engineering.
Well, because I mean, we're gonna have to pay for the stamp at the end, no matter what. I mean, so I don't want them to feel like they're just burning through $90,000 on changes. But I just would assume we would pay the.
No, I have to have
the bid initially was for them to design the building.
Yeah.
And so why to get a change because they took a window out.
Is that what it said?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Made bathroom ADA, bigger office, finish making office bigger, move site 10 feet. And then has 21 hours, $70 rate. I don't know.
I guess Brittany hasn't seen it.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, moves.
Did you?
Do you want to hold that one, Brittany, and ask them? Or?
Well, I mean, we have to pay for it anyway, I think. So,
and part of the drawdown request is they want to see a detail. So, like this one here, is this the $2,500 one, Adam?
Yeah, $2,520.
So, where it says see contract, site topo survey update, preliminary R, plan progress, preliminary site plan. They're gonna want to see some more detailed documentation to back this invoice up from Nelson.
Can you talk to Nelson tomorrow and say, like, because if every time we go have a meeting and we're getting charged $2,500, we need to share it off the pot with the. Okay.
But
so we need to figure out, like, if we're getting charged every time, we need to finalize these plans more than.
That's why I don't think we should have multiple.
Yeah.
We need this.
We need to move.
But it's changes on it. You know, that first building they just did, and he's like, he was just getting something out there. But that wasn't.
Yeah, we should.
That wasn't with our, any of our opinions. That was just a starting point. So to get charged for changes off a building that.
We didn't start.
That we didn't. Yeah, so I guess just maybe if you'll have that conversation, or we all need to have it, whatever.
Yeah.
Coffee.
income per base is more than the gross base. This is stupid. It's more than hers is 2,000.
Real.
Yeah, that's the salary base she's been at ever since I've been paying her. So maybe there was a contract at some point with that agreement.
I don't know.
Add it to the list. Oh, Carrie, you might be able to answer this question for me. I had a thing on here. When I had spoke with the hospital, remember how that one gal from, she worked in Natrona County, she got transferred from Casey and she had Cigna, mm-hmm. and it wasn't in network. Mm-hmm. How do we go about, because she said it's pretty much just like a agreement to get is Cigna in network for us? Because that's a big insurance provider.
I mean, I've never had anyone with Cigna
not get
this one say that it's out of their region. So
how do we?
I think we can notify Cigna. I do know that I forwarded first another insurance company that's wanting to do something similar. And it makes sense as long as you're not agreeing to a contractual amount. And that's where it gets sticky.
Okay.
So I think we can contact Cigna. I can do that if you like. And
well,
just
I just
get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And ask
she
some questions.
Yeah, she just made it sound like it's real easy to get insurances in your network. Yeah. That's... I don't know how to do any of that.
No, I don't either.
Is that something the billing company can set up?
Well, she said they do it through, like, for the hospital. She said we just call the insurance company and say we want an agreement with you. I mean, she sounded like it was real pretty simple, but I don't know. Like, to me, Cigna. There's not, like, a Natrona County Cigna and a Johnson County Cigna that would be out of network, but I don't know.
It may be more of explaining why they ended up in a different county too.
Yeah.
Instead of they didn't choose to go to a different county.
Yeah.
It was an emergent. I don't know
I
if
don't
that
know.
Makes a difference.
Yeah.
Or not.
Well, but she lives in KC but has Cigna through Natrona
County
School District. But that shouldn't...
So it's still...
Cigna.
Yeah.
But...
Closest appropriate facility.
Yeah.
I mean.
Sometimes
where
it's two, it's all...
Where was she taken? To Casper?
Uh-huh. I don't know where she was taken.
Maybe that's the beef, is that it wasn't the nearest facility.
Well, it's still nearest appropriate, so if you went to Casper, there was a reason for
yeah.
higher level of care.
Yeah. Could just be in the coding of how it was
yeah,
built.
Yeah, documentation thing of why.
Are we ready to approve vouchers?
I haven't signed that
still,
one
no?
yet.
Oh, okay.
These ones more.
I think those, and maybe those, I think those I have.
I think you, yeah.
And with a circle around it?
Mm-hmm.
nice that it's 5:15. It's still kind of light outside.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Just the fact that it's 5:15. It's been pretty good the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Well, we've technically been dug for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Are there any additions or corrections to any of the vouchers?
She's still
finishing.
Sorry.
Can I entertain a motion to approve the vouchers?
I so move.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor to approve the vouchers, please signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So move. I'll second that.
All in favor to adjourn the meeting, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Meeting adjourned.